name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In our reading from the Gospel of Matthew today, we read of a healing of a young boy. This boy had already been brought to the disciples, but they were not able to help him. Jesus, however, cures him. When asked why they were not able to help the young boy, Jesus just tells him it's because of your lack of faith. And then he goes on to say, if they just had faith as a mustard seed, they could say to this mountain, move from here to here. And it would move. And nothing would be impossible for you. In St. Mark's account of this same episode, he also writes that Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And the father of the boy then cries out, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. You know, it's a good reminder that when we struggle to believe, it's okay to say to the Lord, help my unbelief, and he will answer. In both accounts, it is recorded that nothing will be impossible if we have faith in our Lord and God. Christ's statement about faith of just a mustard seed, the size of a mustard seed, must have stood out to both of these apostles because they both include it in their gospel accounts. Now, does this mean that if we just had enough faith, we could be a Marvel superhero and go around moving mountains? Well, somehow I don't think Christ had this literal meaning in mind. And I don't recall it being written down anywhere that any of the apostles moved mountains around. So what was Jesus pointing out to them? I think it's certainly fair to say he was stressing to them to never underestimate the power of faith in God. And Jesus simply wants us to use the faith that we have. No matter how small or weak you may feel your faith is at times, turn towards God with the faith you have. It does not have to be a big faith, just a small faith in God to have a tremendous effect. Now, when Christ said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can move mountains, how big of an item this is, and some of you may be familiar with mustard seeds and have seen them. It's about the size of the head of a pin. Now, most all of you have seen a pin. The size of the head of a pin. So how does this compare to the size of your typical mountain? And I expect many of you have been and seen mountains, and think back about just how big a mountain is. Or just think about pictures you've seen of great mountains. Now think about the size of the head of a pin compared to that. Now think about something that small, then being able to affect something that big. You begin to get the idea of what Christ was trying to convey in this analogy. Last year, we were taking a trip, and our GPS took us over a mountain, and it turned out it was the scenic route, not the necessarily the fastest route. It was the scenic route, and we were pulling our camper. There were some spectacular views, to be true, but we spent a good bit of time going back and forth, winding up the side of the mountain, getting over it, and then back and forth, going down the other side because of the size of this mountain. Now think of the possibility of trying to move something of this size. And it's interesting that Jesus picked the mountain for this. What else do you think of when you think of something of a mountain as big? What else do you think of? And one thing you think about, it's not going anywhere. It's immovable. And you also think about how hard it is to get over it, as it was in our case. And when you think of a contrast between faith as small as the mustard seed, just the size of a head of a pin, to the power it would take to move something this huge, you realize that what Jesus is saying is that there is nothing too big. Nothing that cannot be conquered if you have faith in the power of God, no matter how small, how tiny you feel like your faith is. Now, the key is what we place our faith in. And as I have said in the past, it's not just faith for faith's sake. It's faith in our Creator, the one who made us and made everything around us. If He made all this, He can do what He will with what is around us. And the problem is we sometimes get relying just on ourselves, our own efforts, going back and forth to make it on our own. Yet, if we'll just recall what St. Matthew so clearly remembered Jesus saying, if you have faith as small as the tiny mustard seed, even the smallest amount of faith can overcome great difficulties. And we should be comforted by the fact that it only takes that very small amount of faith. We don't have to be the greatest of the great in faith. We just need the simple faith in the power of our God. And we can even say, as St. Mark records the father of this boy saying, Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. When you encounter great difficulties in your life, and we all do, difficulties that loom as large as a mountain that just cannot be moved. It's just there, and you're going to encounter it. Look at it, but take comfort in Christ's words and God's words in the gospel today. Do not despair because you see a big, immovable mountain in your life. Exercise the faith that you have, no matter how small you may think it is. But place it in God, not in your own efforts, but place that little bit of faith in God. Turn to Him for help. Then be confident that God's grace will be there for you. And it's interesting that Jesus didn't say you could make the mountains just vanish. He talked about moving it, that it could be moved. Placing our faith in God doesn't necessarily mean that your problems just go away. But it means they become manageable. He will do what is necessary to enable you to get to where He needs you to get to spiritually. You can work through a problem so you can get from where you are to where you need to be spiritually. As you encounter each difficulty in life, don't be surprised, though, when you run into a mountain. But be confident that you can work around it because you're trusting with God and that He is with you. Maybe it's not just the way you think it should have been solved, the way you would have solved it. But that's why we say, if it be your will, Lord. We want things to be according to your will. Because God always has a solution. And then be willing to act in faith as God gives you guidance, courage to do what He would have you do. So as you encounter the difficulties of life, and you may very well encounter a mountain this week, who knows, recall the words that St. Matthew remembered our Lord saying about faith, about a mustard seed, and about mountains. Remember the contrast about how small that mustard seed is compared to how big a mountain is. And remember that even though a mountain seems immovable, and maybe your difficulty seems just like, I just don't think I can handle this, Lord. And that's the point. You can't handle it by yourself. You can't make it happen by yourself. Place your faith, whatever you have, whatever small amount, in God. Even if it's as small as the little tiny mustard seed, the pin of the head, it can have great effect. Not because your faith is great, but because God is great. And your Lord and God will always provide you with a solution. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.